At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. A bit of house cleaning at the top here. If you've noticed, we got some DMs about it, about the automated ads, D'Anthony, that are in the old program now. That's kind of where the future is. That's where this is headed. And I think it's for two reasons. We talked to you in the past about some of the sponsors not being stoked about either guests or some political commentary that we've had. And they've had like brand safety issues at some of these major advertising hubs, if you will. And I think it eliminates it on that front. They really just want the downloads in the end. Also, I think it's easier for these guys just to plug it in and then not worry about dickheads like us and if we got the right words right or everything else.
It eliminates an entire part of their, not of the staff really, but of a responsibility for the account manager person.
So right, right.
The account manager for an ad company is the one that has to go back and listen to all the ads we do and then make sure that they are what the client originally wanted. Mm-hmm. But if they produce them all in-house, that step is taken out.
Correct.
Which makes sense to us. I mean,
It does.
It also saves us work, too, and we still get paid the same money, so I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's odd, though, because when we started this back in 2015, you know, look, we were number two behind Rogan for a couple years, and I remember making calls myself two places to get ads, and we had some wild ones back in the day. Mm. I mean, some fucking wild ones, like that you could never probably have today on some of these shows. And then as the years go by, you get agencies involved and all that other shit. Now it kind of feels like it's going back to FM radio a little bit, where you're just like, oh, wait, the thing that podcasts killed, which was the local radio stations, now you want the same ads back in there? Because I listen to some of them, like O'Reilly's is on there. O'Reilly. Like that shit is on there now, where you're just like, all right, cool, man. We don't fuck with it. We don't have any control over it.
It wasn't the advertising or the style of advertising that fucked over radio. It just is an outdated modality for communication.
It's simply the ratings, and that's it. And podcasts has kind of taken over in that region. Now, what I can't figure out, D'Anthony, and I wanted to ask you about is, how exact is the AI? Case in point, yesterday, I'm doing Ross Patterson Revolution. All of us here have been fighting off colds for the last couple weeks and all that stuff. I had a hard time at the beginning, and I coughed a little bit at the beginning of the episode. The ad they inserted on Ross Patterson Revolution yesterday was a man coughing and then going into a Ricola ad. Mm. Ricola! I was like, holy shit, dude. Did I know?
I mean, it's just that time of year, too. So
I guess it's probably, it was weird, man.
It's probably more that, but
it was wild to listen to. I was like, shit, I got a bunch of messages, and I was like, man, I don't know. But yeah, in case you're wondering, because a lot of people are like, dude, what's happening? That's what's happening, and you're going to start to notice it on more and more of your favorite shows. I still like reading ads. I think it's fun, and we get to have a good time with it, especially GhostBed and those guys. But the industry is definitely changing, and we'll see where it heads. Good news is, it doesn't really affect this show at all. So, whatever, man. The more the merrier, I guess. And like Dan said, we get paid the same. Also, Hard AF Seltzer, if you're in Tennessee or Florida and they are sold out at your favorite store in the store locator, I was told just go in, tell the manager of the store you want some more there, and they will put some in immediately. We're not out. We've got plenty, and they can restock it as soon as you want. Just ask whatever store manager it is at your favorite local watering hole to put some more back in there, and there's plenty back at the old factory, if you will, and then they'll restock your shelves pretty quickly there. Now, to get to the good shit, D'Anthony, turns out the Liver King was on steroids.
I don't believe that.
I don't either, man.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. There was an email that was leaked after Joe Rogan, a month ago or something, was on a show, and he said, I don't buy any of this guy's shit. I know he's got an ass full of steroids. That was his exact quote. And then an email leaked. Who is this from? Do you know?
I mean, honestly, it could be from anybody. Seems like a hit piece, really. The email is for sure faked. It's fabricated. I've kind of gone through my resources. I believe Liver King still.
Pop up a pic of him, and you guys be the judge here. Jesus Christ, what a specimen. It almost looks fake, doesn't it? It looks like a fake person.
It looks like God created him.
I know. Spent a little extra time on the old Liver King.
Well, he's responded now.
Oh, he has.
Which is really funny. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. can we pull up his steroid cocktail and go through this? I'm not familiar with some of these things on this list.
I'll send it.
Maybe I should be.
I've got the Outkick link that originally published it. Hang on a sec. It's pretty far down the page. It's from last night.
Oh, Clay Travis is releasing this? I don't believe it.
Yeah.
A bit of it.
That's a pretty big red flag.
They're owned by Fox. They're owned by Fox now. So somebody fact check this.
What email do you want this sent to?
I have the story.
Okay. Oh, you do? Yeah. pop it up and put it on screen here. There's a lot of shit in this guy's system. I've said this in the past, and I'll say it again. People were pissed off. And when I said this, too, about The Rock, I just said, look, the only thing I want to hear out of The Rock's mouth is what his fucking steroid cocktail is. We've never heard that. Now we're getting this, guys. I would argue that Liver King has a better body and a physique than The Rock does, for sure, right? I mean, Delco, you're the power lifter here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Pound for pound, it's the Liver King, right?
Yeah, but I think The Rock's much taller.
Yeah, he is. How tall is Liver King, do we know?
He seems short.
Okay. I can't tell.
Guess, I would say he's probably around 5'9", 5'10".
Okay.
The sun.co.uk, which is a rag, but I don't know why they would lie about this, say that he's 5'7" and weighs about 190 pounds. And his name is Brian Johnson. So maybe he and Dwayne are related.
Maybe. Maybe. We don't know it.
Dwayne's got a white mom, right?
No, she's Hawaiian. The dad's black, I think.
Yeah, the dad's
definitely black. Yeah, he was a professional wrestler back in the day.
He's part like Samoan. I think the mom's Samoan.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. That's a good mix if you're trying to make a fucking incredible athlete, by the way.
Even
the women in Samoa are fucking, they have bigger shoulders than me.
Oh, yeah, dude. Did you see Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend?
Well, that was his fat cousin, right?
No, it was a cousin of a friend or something like that. And yeah. That's a big, big Samoan chick. Do you have that cocktail, Bobby? Pop that up on screen.
Pull it up, and I'll run you through what all this stuff is.
Yeah.
Let me see. It was embedded in the tweet right here. Here we go.
There you go. Look at all of that.
All right, so
my God,
there's a lot going on here. IGF-1 is insulin-like growth factor 1.
Okay, so what does that do?
It's almost like you know what HCG is? It helps your body produce more of its own natural testosterone, and somorlin helps your body produce more of its own natural HGH. This is what IGF does, essentially. It makes sure that your growth hormone levels stay regulated in your body.
All right.
But if you take the right amount of it, it makes the growth hormones go north.
Okay.
What's the next one here?
CJC
with IMAP.
I don't know what that is either.
CJC is it's another thing that makes your body produce more of the growth hormone analog.
Okay.
and it also helps you produce more of the IGF-1, which helps regulate it as well. So it'll keep you steady once you get to where you're supposed to be.
All right. It also says he was taking about 12 grand worth in HGH per month, which is a lot.
That's Omnitrope right down here.
Omnitrope. Okay.
Yeah. So that one he's been taking.
12 grand?
Yeah, it's expensive to take real HGH.
Usually it's about $1,500 a month if you're doing 0.3 somewhere in there.
He's not doing 0.3.
Because a bunch of listeners hit me up and they were like, hey, dude, you could hop on the old HGH train for about $1,500 a month. and you got to take 0.3 of it. 15, I mean, 12 grand though. That, what's the, if you just keep going, I guess, does it make you bigger? Does it make you more jacked?
It's like, human growth hormone. So yeah. Like your body stops producing it in as large quantities as you get into your late teens and early 20s.
All right. So let me pull up a calculator here. If we got points.
He's not taking 0.3 though.
0.3, but hang on. If we know that it's 1,500, so you're looking at roughly 10 times that amount. So he's taking about three full fucking, goddamn, a month?
Let's see.
That's crazy, dude. So, that, won't you die on that after like 8 years, 12 years, something like that? Like, that's too much.
10 milligrams of Omnitrope. This is on a prescription website that lists the costs. Walgreens, CVS, HEB, it's all like about $4,600.
Okay.
For 10 milligrams. So he's taking 22 or so milligrams a month of that shit.
Jesus Christ.
It said he was giving himself three injections of it a day. So probably 0.33 times a day.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, so yeah, dude, you'll run up a huge budget on that.
Then there's Ibutamorin, which is another, it's a non-peptide that does some of the same stuff. Then his Tescipionate, 0.6 cc's per week.
Okay.
Which is a cruise dose, as he says. It's not a lift. That's a stability dose for him, which means his normal dose is probably double that. It's probably 1.2 milligrams per week, which is, that's a lot, but it's not that much.
I like the phrase cruise dose. That's nice.
Then there's Deca, which is just an anabolic steroid.
Yeah.
Like there's no, this, that's all it does.
That's some old school shit.
Yeah. And then Winstrol, obviously.
Winnie V, dude. Mm. That's some old school shit too.
So if you add all the rest of this stuff up that he's taking, it's probably like, probably 20 grand a month, if I had to guess. Somewhere between 60 and 20,000 a month, depending on how much he's buying in bulk and shit like that. And
that's a lot of supplements he has to sell to support that. Well, I mean, that's 240 a year in just steroids.
That's what we figured out today, is that, as it turns out, the true secret to being jacked into your 50s isn't just diet and exercise and having an ancestral diet.
Yeah.
It's also tricking a bunch of dummies into thinking that's real. So that you can afford to pay $12,000 to $20,000 a month on supplements.
Allegedly. Allegedly. We don't know. He's eating Primal. We do know
because he's responded now.
Oh, he has.
Here's his response.
Okay.
To the Daily Beast. I'm not sure how this fucking liberal rag is the first people to get in touch with him, but
it's probably the only people that offered him some cash for it.
Maybe, yeah. He said, in a weird way, I'm grateful for the recent events that have shed light on this complicated as fuck topic. Then he followed up by humbly requesting that a mainstream podcast has him on to discuss his lifestyle. He says, I model, teach, and preach a simple, elegant solution called ancestral living, the 9 ancestral tenets, so our people no longer have to suffer, so we can collectively express our highest and most dominant form. This is my fight! Exclamation.
Yeah.
Because I remember all this. If you read the Bible.
Every day
they're fucking taking drugs. Like, it's, Jesus wouldn't shut the fuck up about all the needles he was going through.
Yeah.
Just to try to stay fit for, you want to have that lean, chiseled look on the cross.
Sure,
right?
Did.
He knew
what
was coming because he's God and shit.
Also.
That's Winnie V for Jesus. Yeah. Jesus on Winnie V.
Anyone who thinks that the way people were living in the Paleolithic era was the right way to do things is fucking insane.
You were just starved.
Shut your fucking mouth.
If he wants to live like that, then stop taking antibiotics when you get a fucking infection.
Well,
if
the Liver King is out there and wants to be on a big podcast, we'll have you.
You should also never take antibiotics because they reset your gut biome. Like, that's legit.
Well, yeah, if you do take antibiotics, you should fucking manually reset your gut biome. Otherwise, you're going to be fucked.
What does that mean?
It means like the good bacteria that's in your stomach that helps you process food and stave off infections and all this other stuff gets completely wiped out anytime you take Z-Pack, for example.
I just took a Z-Pack. Really?
Yeah, it's about,
fuck you.
It's 3 to 6 months.
Probiotics, damn it, not dude. Antibiotics.
Well, I didn't have a choice. I was sick as fuck.
You don't have, you do have a choice.
No, I didn't. I would have been sick forever. I host a goddamn podcast, 3 of them a day. So no, I don't have a choice. But
I haven't been sick in like 10 years.
That is not true. You have Crohn's. You're permanently sick.
I guess.
You're a diseased man.
You'll be dead any minute.
I'm not on medication.
Anymore?
No.
Okay. So did you beat Crohn's?
I beat Crohn's.
How did you do it?
Yeah, tell that to our fucking turlets, my man.
Yeah.
Rob's the one that's in the toilet, like, fucking clocking it up half the time.
Yeah, that's because he's retarded and doesn't know how to flush. You're making you're making the kind of mess it's not hard to flush, but it's hard to fucking get past mentally after I see it.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of situation.
I rarely poop here.
Well, I mean, you say what you want, but you know, we smell otherwise.
It's Rob.
It comes wafting in through the building, and there's nothing we can do about
it. I think you and Rob have pretty much the same diet at this point.
I think so.
Whatever the kid didn't finish, yep. And then a bunch of booze.
Me and Rob, yeah. I would say this, simply because of the surgery, fuck man, I can eat one meal a day at this point, which sucks, and then you have this never-ending numb feeling in your abdominals, which is fucking rad, so yeah. I'm super amped about that. And that's nerve damage that they said will never repair. So I'm all in for the Liver King shit. I want to get him on the show. Let's get the steroids going. Let's just jack shit up and then see what happens at this point. You know, it can't get any worse. So let's fucking ride. If you're out there, Liver King, come on the show. We'd love to have you.
I'm a little.
He was asking to come on a show in the article. Great. Let's go.
I'm a little concerned. I didn't see things like HCG or anastrozole on there, to be honest. Like, stuff that you take on and off cycle to make sure that your body's not producing too much. One of the other peptides may have that effect. I'm not that familiar, but if you make, once you start taking testosterone, you can never stop.
Okay.
In your life, right? Because your body will say, oh, we don't need to make that anymore.
Right.
And there's also the side effect of your body saying, oh, there's a bunch of new testosterone here. We need to produce more estrogen to level it out. So you have to take anastrozole, right?
Yep.
That blocks, it's a very complicated problem. And look, this may not be his full list, but
plus PCT when you're off cycle.
Yeah.
Off cycle of what exactly?
So post cycle therapy, just so your levels don't completely hit the floor.
Yeah, oh, gotcha. That's the cruise thing he was talking about.
All right.
So his DECA probably is way, way high. His DECA in test will be way higher in his, when he's like really getting after it. And then he'll like, people have different opinions on this stuff about how long you should stay on and off certain things, but
I think he's gonna live forever, and I think he's fine. I'd say up the dosage, you know, really find yourself, and you can find yourself on Drinking Bros if you want to come on, Liver King. I'd love to have you here. I don't know that I would eat the raw liver, by the way. Would you do it? Because I've seen him on a couple shows eating the raw liver. Like,
what
that's
about the raw testicles?
No, that's stupid.
I think I could eat
that,
a testicle.
That is demonstrably ineffective.
I think I could eat a testicle, not a liver.
But eating raw liver, yes.
All right.
I have done that. Right. But you know what I didn't do is fucking post it on the internet. Like, come on, guys. Enough. Stop taking videos of yourself getting in an ice bath. Nobody fucking cares.
Right. Right.
This is the same goddamn cult-minded bullshit. I support the current thing that we make fun of progressives for all the time, and you're doing it.
Yeah.
And not only are you doing it, but you're fucking filming yourself doing it, put on the goddamn internet.
Some of those people are monetizing.
Oh, my God, dude.
Like, no, The Rock. The Rock, for example. I talked about him earlier.
The people that I see doing it have, like, 12 followers. They're doing it because it's what I do, man.
I don't know. The Rock today, did you see his post? So The Rock claims
biohack guy
that he stole a Snickers bar every single day as a kid. And then today he went inside that same convenience store and bought out all the Snickers bars to repay them.
That's not how that works.
Well, The Rock thinks so.
Is it even the same owner?
No, it's not.
It's been 60 years.
Sure has.
And just buying Snickers doesn't equate the value of the Snickers you stole.
Nope. So he posted it, filmed it, everything else. And everybody had the exact same comment you just said. Why film this? Like, if you want to go do a good deed, fine.
Everybody already thought The Rock was a good guy.
Right.
You didn't have to do that, dude.
And you didn't have to tell people you were stealing Snickers bars and then buy out all these Snickers bars.
Yeah.
But I guess he was short on content today. So.
I guess. Maybe just make another video of yourself eating 45 fucking waffles or whatever the fuck. Like, that's your life, is waking up at 2:30 in the morning to eat two chicken breasts and then go back to sleep.
I know.
Like, fuck that shit, dude. I appreciate the work that he does, him and Wahlberg and shit, but there's no fucking way.
I guess. Do you appreciate it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Really?
I think I might watch Black Adam tonight. So I don't really have anything to do.
So my kid saw it with my grandparents are in town. He saw it.
And, I'm sure it's good.
He said he didn't like it.
Yeah,
he's fucking 8.
But
8-year-olds like everything.
Yeah. No. Well, he's used to the he's used to the like blander version of superhero movies, not Black Adam ripping people's heads off of their bodies.
Eh?
You know what I mean?
He wasn't impressed. He said it was fucking boring. Well, he didn't say fucking, obviously, but he said it was fucking boring. One, two, it bombs box office wise. So in order to keep the franchise going, they had to sign on Superman. So he's going to fight Superman in the next one.
Well, it's already on Netflix or on Amazon for sale.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Damn. That definitely did not do well. Speaking of doing well, though, we got a movie on tap today since we're on Patreon that's going to do real goddamn well. We've talked about this in the past. It's a little movie called Cocaine Bear, based on real events of a bear that accidentally got into some kilos of cocaine and then terrorized a town. Well, they've made a movie out of it, and RIP, right behind you, bud. Mm. It's Ray Liotta's last movie. Now, if you're Ray Liotta or his family, are you amped or are you not amped that this is your last movie? You be the judge. We'll go ahead and play the trailer now. Since we're on Patreon, we have zero fucks left to give here. And they don't care. They're not going to ding us. Let's see this bitch.
Medic!
Oh, Jesus. What is that?
Beth, we should go.
Millions of dollars worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning in Knoxville, Tennessee.
There's more of this out there. They dumped it somewhere.
I'm looking for my daughter.
Forest is a dangerous place.
Hey, Henry, check it out. Something got into it.
A deer, maybe.
A lot of cocaine was lost.
I need you to go and get it.
No, don't eat that, don't eat that.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on
the bear. It fucking did cocaine. A bear did cocaine.
There was a bear.
A bear?
It was far.
Hey, that's inappropriate.
You're safe. Bears can't climb trees.
Of course I can.
It kind of seems like the thing that stays with a man forever.
Apex predator. High on cocaine. Out of his mind.
Oh, oh man, you fucked.
What the fuck is wrong with that bear?
Shady, man!
Cocaine bear.
We have such good luck in nature.
Get in line. I like that. Get in line.
Brown bear can run about 35 miles per hour.
Well, imagine when it can run on cocaine.
Yeah, 36. I mean,
we just saw it right
probably
there.
36, 37.
We just saw it right there. Mixed.
Yeah, I'm definitely watching this.
I'm definitely watching it. And I'm watching it high, but I'm mixed on this. I kind of wanted more, I think. What about you, Giorgio?
Well, it's just a trailer.
This looks terrible.
Yeah, I wasn't.
It's a horror comedy.
It's a horror comedy, but like I wanted it to be a really aggressive one way or the other. There, I'm mixed on. I'm still going to see it for sure.
What did you want to see? The bear have to go to rehab or something?
No, I want to see the bear kill a lot of people and like.
Oh, he's going
to. But if we're going to see like comedy like elements involved here, it's a tough one for me. It's a tough one for me.
Could be good.
Could be. I'm 50-50 on it. I don't. That's why I said we'll give it a go.
Tucker and Dale versus Pure Evil.
Yeah, I was thinking of that one too.
You know what? I didn't see that one. How was that one?
It's really good.
Okay,
but kind of similar vibes.
I heard Samuel Jackson on a podcast the other day talking about Snakes on a Plane, and he said on accident that somebody was talking about the movie they were going to make at the studio, and he goes, "What is that? Snakes on a Plane." He goes, oh, I'll fucking do that. And so they recast the guy who was originally going to do it. And he was like, I'll fucking do it. And then as it got closer to shooting, they're like, man, we don't really know about the title of this. And he goes, No, that's what I signed up for. We're calling it snakes on a fucking plane. Like, that's it. That's what we're doing here. So, I don't know. I wanted to see the Bears start doing rails or something. We'll find out, dude.
Did you recognize that paramedic from the beginning?
Which one?
The guy who's like, we should get out of here, and then gets crushed under the door or whatever?
No. Who is that?
It's this fucking dude who went viral on TikTok like a year ago for his IKEA thing. You'll probably remember. You've probably seen this.
Oh, yeah. Pop it up. Play it.
You just lost yourself a customer. You think I own this business? You think I own IKEA? I'm a part-time employee halfway through a two-week notice. I don't give a shit. I'm telling all my friends not to shop here. Tell them. You think I want five other yous running around the store? Have them call me. I'll tell them. You think you hate this place more than me? I work here. I know the sale ended last week, but can I still get a discount? Do you hear yourself? We can't go backwards. Time marches on. You want the sale from 15 years ago, too? When's it end, Diane? You want that price? You're going to have to go through the quantum realm with Ant-Man.
That's great.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's how that guy got cast in that movie.
Probably. I mean, this guy, this went
that's
like
the only thing I know him from,
mega
too. Yeah.
Fucking viral. He is a comedian, technically, but I kind of, honestly, with him, I don't know if he just started going viral and then started calling himself a comedian, or if he was a comedian and that went viral.
Right, right. Hard We've got a couple say. Friends like that where it's like, oh, hard to say. What was it? Either way, I enjoyed that shit. I remember those videos. Good for him. Now he's in Cocaine Bear and his life has changed. You know? It's better than having a job at CNN these days. They said they're going to have massive layoffs Thursday and Friday there. They've already had a shit ton of layoffs there, including more hosts. They're going to fire more hosts. How long does CNN actually stay in network at this point?
I don't know. I mean, the organization itself might be considered too big to fail, probably entirely. But Don Limit is on morning on the 6 to 9 a.m. morning show now.
Yeah,
that nobody watches.
No,
like he's going to get even less viewers there than he did in his primetime show.
Yes,
obviously. But I mean, the morning show is like old people.
Yeah.
So I don't know that they're going to buy into that whole thing. Yeah, it's weird. CNN's rapidly going downhill.
Yeah, so there was a leaked email today, and he said it will be a difficult time for everyone. This is the new CEO, Chris Licht, and this is what he told the staff. So he said Thursday and Friday, they're going to start laying off some more employees there. They already made a big, big cut a couple months ago. They also canceled CNN Plus, obviously, and now this. I just don't know who watches it anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know who the demographic is that subscribes to CNN.
But, you know, looking at it now and with the new layoffs that are coming up, do they just bite the bullet and turn it into like a headline news? You know, headline news is literally just the news and like anchors reporting the news all day.
Somebody asked Licht about that last week and he said that we're not going to become vanilla, just the news. We still want to have an edge. That was his response to that. I don't know if that's what he wants people to think, and then they're going to dial it back and see how it goes or not. But yeah, they're in a very tenuous position because they're in a radicalized political environment and they're not the most radical on their own side. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, what do you do there? You got to go to the left of MSNBC. Good luck with that. Because those people are in like, as fucked up as CNN is, MSNBC is way worse.
Yes. But they clearly made that choice, right? With Joy Reid and those guys.
Yeah.
Because Joy Reid,
MSNBC has always been that.
It has. Yeah. But they made a clear choice of, if we're going to stay relevant and around, Fox is right, MSNBC is going to be left. CNN tried to play both sides a little bit, and it failed for them, obviously, and clearly continues to do so.
Maybe they should just become a libertarian news network.
Or, again, is it just headline news where you're just actually showing the news from all around the world and bring it back old school to what it used to be? I don't know, because they also said they're going to start getting rid of shows like those travel shows and all those Anthony Bourdain type shows that they used to run on the network, and the look backs and everything else. So who knows? Maybe they just cut it down to generic news.
Oh, they're not going to pay Stanley Tucci to wander around Italy for three months
right,
anymore?
Right, yeah.
How'd that
all done.
Investment go bad?
I know. It's wild, isn't it?
That and 69 coin. I thought those were sure things.
Wait, what's 69 coin?
I just made up a shit coin. Yeah.
No, it's a real thing. That's crypto. Speaking of crypto, these people keep fucking dying and they're trying to figure it out. Giorgio, I know you follow this crypto world like pretty closely. Why are all these guys mysteriously dying here? Another one just fucking died yesterday. We talked about the Chinese guy, what, 2 days ago? And another one just died today in a helicopter crash?
It's the fucking around us of times. It's the finding out us of times, you know?
What does that mean?
They fucked around and now they're finding out. They fucked around with people's money and the wrong people, right?
Mm-hmm.
The wrong people's money. And there's only one exit strategy for that, and it's the fucking grave.
Well, today's is a Russian crypto tycoon killed in mysterious chopper crash who supported Ukraine. He wasn't a Kremlin spy, says his widow here. Dude is, you know, pretty happy and healthy. Jesus Christ. Can you pull up this guy and his wife? What's his name? Holy fucking shit.
Anatoly Razbizbadov. Who the fuck knows? It's some bullshit Ukrainian name.
Vyakshilov Taran. Just type in T-A-R-A-N. And this is a picture from the Sun. His wife is a goddamn supermodel.
He also might not be dead.
Did she die too?
No, she's the one that gave the quote.
Thank God, dude. I don't want to see her die.
Vyacheslav Taran.
Says, okay, a 35-year-old French pilot was also killed in the accident. And, man.
He was the chairman of the board of directors for the for Forex Club. That's interesting.
What's Forex Club?
It's a club.
Okay. That does what? Four times the amount of a normal club?
They do. Before we move on to this, by the way, it's a foreign currency exchange, but I think it's the biggest one too, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, we never rapped on the bear thing. There's probably going to be a scene like you saw the one dude up in the tree,
yeah,
and he's covered in cocaine dust, and the bear goes after him. You don't think the bear is going to fucking rub his gums on the dude or grab the dude's hand and rub his gums?
Maybe. I hope cocaine. So. That's what I was hoping for in the trailer.
That would do it for you?
Yeah, that would do it for me.
All right.
That would do it for me. But we'll see. That's what I'm hoping for when I see it. So back to this crypto thing that said they've not received the guy's body due to the investigation, and each day brings unbearable pain. I'm looking at the helicopter crash. I mean, good luck trying to get that body back.
But I mean, wait, so he was a Russian. Olga. He was a Russian who supported Ukraine.
Look at that. Look at that, lady. Mm-hmm. My God.
That's what crypto money gets you.
I know.
Picture are you referring to?
Yeah, I'm not really
the one right there on the left.
No, I think it's the one on the right is what crypto gets you.
What's that? What's the one on the right?
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, top right is what crypto gets you.
So top right is what crypto gets you.
Oh, no.
Top left, though, is the lady.
Bottom right, too, because it looks like he's got two young kids, his blonde wife, and then some random brunette woman who they're in a throuple with.
Zoom in on that. Let's see. Are they in a throuple there?
I can't really zoom in much more without it being...
It's the nanny.
Majorly pixelated.
Well, nobody gets a hot nanny. I know that one for a fact.
That might still be their kid.
You do if you're rich.
Maybe.
She looks young. I think that's the kid.
She looks 19.
Looks questionable there. Looks questionable. But the wife looks what, 28? No, she's 35, she says. She's 35 years old.
How old?
Giorgio, this is what you should be going after, friend. Olga is her name. Olga Taran. T-A-R-A-N.
She's literally my age.
I know, but she's got probably a lot of money now and a dead husband, so... She'll be looking to rebound soon, you know?
If she wants to immigrate to the U.S., we can talk.
That's what I'm saying, right? Isn't that kind of the goal for everybody?
Dan, what's the probability this was a fake, he faked this helicopter crash?
So other people are asking that. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know. Can you fake your own death there and kind of get out of there?
Who would know?
I mean, certainly people have faked their own deaths before, but that plane...
It's hard, man.
This crash does not look fake, so you would have... There's going to be some bodies down there. And how do you convince somebody, like somebody had to ride this thing into the ground, basically, to fuck it up that badly?
Do you pull out a couple teeth and drop them there? You pay somebody off to do this?
If I survived it, I would not fucking let anybody find me.
So
no.
There's no way to parachute out of this and just let it crash?
Not
in a helicopter.
Once the helicopter starts descending, it would be tough, right? Because you got to get clear of the rotors, and they're 14 feet out on both sides, almost.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So if it inverted or something, maybe you got a shot. But usually when we jump out of helicopters, they will hover at a distance, usually about 1,200, 1,300 feet, unless sometimes it's lower. But then you still have a static line hooked up in a lot of cases. You just scoot out off of the fucking rails. if it was going down, it would be tough to do that because you would get chopped up by the blades.
Yeah.
Ooh. Which would be worse than hitting the ground, I think.
Yeah.
Although it would end quickly for you.
Sure would.
Would it? Or is there any possible way you just get like a limb severed and then you're just flying through the air missing a limb?
That would be funny.
Yeah. Do you remember that happened? There was a movie that happened on. Fuck. What was the. Goddamn, it was a huge TV show for years. Black and White, Rod Sterling,
Twilight Zone.
Yeah. The guy got his head chopped off with a helicopter.
Little kid died too.
Yeah, in the scene. And they still have footage of it somewhere.
I mean, helicopters crash all the time.
Wait, was that Spielberg?
Might have been, yeah.
He was a producer on it for sure.
I forget who the director was. But Homeboy got his head chopped off, and everybody freaked out, obviously. And that's going to happen when you get that close to a helicopter, and your head's going to come right off. That's a quick death, though, one would imagine, right? That's pretty instant.
If your head gets cut off?
Yeah, chopped off like that, fast by a helicopter?
There's a theory that there's some amount of time afterwards that your brain is still processing information, right?
How long, you think?
With the guillotine, it was like...
6 seconds, I think.
Seven.
I heard years, actually.
That's for a chicken.
Right.
Keep feeding it.
There's a fucking, like, not urban legend, but something, a myth, I guess you could say, that after they beheaded Marie Antoinette, they picked up her head and fucking slapped it, like, you bitch, and she looked offended.
No
like,
way.
Was like, oh. Like, oh.
Yeah, that's not.
No fucking way, dude. That's that real?
No, that's not real.
I think that's real.
I choose to believe.
If you have, six or 8 seconds, right? You picked up the head and slapped her in the face. She might have one more reaction in her.
Never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I can't with this bullshit.
Yeah, you sure can, Dan. You got to start taking some codeine or something, man. Come alive. You've been sick for, 3 weeks now?
No, just like 3 days.
Yeah, it's been a while, dude.
No.
You don't like to admit sickness. I think you should get back on the codeine. Really fucking get the engines going. It helped me out a lot.
I don't have any.
Oh, you're out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not going to the doctor for this because they're going to try to give me a Z-pack and I'm not taking that
Who
shit.
Who do we get that fucking syrup from last time? Oh, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him a call. That shit's expensive, though, dude.
It's probably cheaper now than it was.
You think so?
That was during the pandemic. Everybody was looking for ways to get high.
Dan, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Come on now, big guy. Today's the day you get a new mattress. I can feel it in my bones. Hombre. You're getting a new mattress today. Congratulations. I know you're going to do it. Today's the day. How many fucking times have you heard me read the Ghost Bed ad? And you thought to yourself, man, one of these days, I'm gonna shut Ross the fuck up by buying a mattress today. Today's the day. God. It's Christmas. Christmas is right around the bend. Go get a fucking new mattress from GhostBed.com/drinking bros. You can add an adjustable base to it if you want. 40% off. Ooh, shit, Carl. They give it 40% off? Shit, Carl. Let's get a new mattress. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. It comes with a super sleek remote control. That's insertable if you want it to be. I guess anything's insertable if you want it to be. You pop that bitch up with the remotes. You can pop it up in a book mode, TV mode. You can even make it vibrate. Flashlights, USB ports, the whole thing. Or if your loved one, man or woman, goes to sleep before you, they offer that split king, dog. So you guys get two remotes. You can go up and down at the same time or do whatever the fuck you want. No judgment here. Now, if you just want the mattress, that's 30% off the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Plus, you're getting two free luxury pillows this holiday season. Ho, ho, ho! Peruse the rest of the store. Add as many items to your cart as you want. You get 30% off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That's the sheets, which are amazing. The cover. You can throw in just the adjustable base if you want it by itself. 30% off. Promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. You're all good. Bottom of the screen, you're going to click the old 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit there. And all the deals that I just mentioned are applicable with that. And you, at home, can have a very merry fucking Christmas, dude. For $25 a month, you can have a brand new bedroom set. Take it for a test drive. Today's the day. Next up, we got Manscaped.com. Support for Drinking Bros today is also brought to you by Manscaped, who's the best in the below-the-waist grooming products. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Over 5 million men worldwide trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code DRINKINGBROS at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's 10 million balls, friends. The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived, and man, oh man, it's a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, the crop preserver ball deodorant, the crop reviver toner, the performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. Does that sound amazing? Well, it should. I can tell you this, fellas, your balls will thank you. Manscaped's even throwing in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. That's that Manscaped boxers that I talked about and their shed travel bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself. Go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code DRINKINGBROS. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DRINKINGBROS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code DRINKINGBROS. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job. With man, let me tell you about moo.com. promo code Drinking Bros gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Manscaped. Man, we got a I remember a box showed up at the office. That was in Wilmington.
Yep.
A full box of it showed up at the office that we ordered, and it was like, oh, fuck. All right. Damn, dude. But yeah, syrup, it had gotten expensive at that time. Mm-hmm. The pandemic was a big fucking drug time, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, not for me. That was just
a normal day for you. Yeah, for a lot of people.
People definitely started experimenting.
Yeah. I remember we called homeboy back for some other shit. I think Georgia wanted something, and he was like, dude, we're out. We have nothing.
I didn't know the pandemic was over.
Yeah.
Well, there was never any pandemic. That's the reality of the situation. Right?
Allegedly, right? Because LA right now says their hospitals are filling up and they got 1,000 beds filled with COVID patients.
They're full of shit.
So
every time somebody has made that claim, somebody will go to the hospital and take pictures and be like, oh, look.
So let me ask you, why are they doing it then is what I don't really get. Because right now LA is talking about going back to mask again.
That's why.
They just want everybody in masks?
They
want
to control people. Right? Yeah, of course. I guess the government version of do what I say, not what I do, or because I said so, right? Like they don't feel like they need to give you a reason.
Okay.
And they're testing compliance to see if people will comply immediately or not.
Man, people would freak the fuck out right now, I can tell you that. God damn, dude. I mean, they still have shit popping off in LA. I know the national championship for college football is there in January. And what else? They got the fucking playoffs coming up? Chargers will probably make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not going to have a home game, I wouldn't think.
I don't think so. We'll see. But LA's got a ton of big shit all the time. Grammys, all that shit, dude.
The reason that their hospitals are full now is because everybody's been avoiding germs for the last 2 years, and now it's flu season, RSV season, cold season again, and everybody's getting it. And they think because they have these symptoms, that means I need to go to the fucking emergency room now because people are fucking stupid.
Yeah. You think that's the final answer there? Is that everybody's just finally getting colds and flus again and all this shit is normal?
You haven't seen any death counts go up?
No. No, you haven't. No, they stopped posting them too.
Yeah.
So we'll see. A lot of this shit, by the way, is merging. We were talking about CNN earlier. It says there's also layoffs underway at CBS. Paramount Plus, and they're trying to merge all that in. Reason why I bring this up, something interesting last night that I predicted maybe 6 months ago is starting to come true, and I was like, wait a minute. A listener hit me up, and they were like, hey, dude, do you remember when you said that video podcasts would start showing up on networks? And I was like, yeah, it's the cheapest form of content that you can shoot in high def. I mean, even the quality here looks fucking insane, right? And people are watching more and more podcasts and everything else, which is why I'm surprised that YouTube hasn't just completely flipped and given podcasts the full algorithm and all that other shit. But that's another conversation. Last night on HBO, a listener texted me or DM'd me or whatever that Howard Stern's interview with Bruce Springsteen, it's like a 3-hour interview, was on HBO last night.
It was on HBO, yeah. And they have other stuff like that popping up on HBO as one-offs as well.
I was surprised. So I popped it on last night just to watch it, and I was like, is it just his regular show or is it a special? It was just his regular show.
Yeah.
For 3 hours. Now, Bruce Springsteen was kind of sitting on a stool with a guitar and playing in and out like throughout songs over the course of 3 hours as Howard Stern sucked his dick. But it was odd to see, but also, like, you know, shit, people who love Bruce Springsteen, I'm sure the ratings are pretty decent compared to, like, you know, some of their original programming.
Yeah, maybe. A lot of people still like his music. And a lot of people still listen to Howard Stern, despite how, I mean, these are two of the more insufferable cunts on earth.
Yeah, now, yeah.
I mean, terrible people.
Yeah.
And if you can do that with, if HBO can do that with those two guys, imagine what they could do with somebody that people actually enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what got me thinking, where I was like, all right, because you take Springsteen, for example, and like, I watched probably 2 hours of it last night, and it was just kind of on in the background, and he's still playing the working man, I'm the working man, and everything's, you know, didn't bring up Ticketmaster at all, obviously, because his tickets are through the fucking goddamn roof, and didn't say a word about that, but more about the working class roots and everything he used to do and everything else. And Stern, that was the first time he's actually been out of his basement since the pandemic started. And was a thing, but it took Bruce Springsteen to get him out of there. Because I know Bruce Springsteen was one of his dream guests of all time, and he's never had him on. And that was the first time I saw notes, and he was going through questions on notes for Springsteen. But it was, you know, three and a half hours, that interview. And for people who like that shit, it was, I mean, it was cool to see. You know, I didn't mind it.
I'm trying to see what the ticket cost is.
For Springsteen? Oh, yeah. It's fucking insane. So he's coming here to Austin, and some friends of mine in the neighborhood who are huge Springsteen fans are like, hey, dude, can you get tickets under $1,500? He's coming to Moody Center, actually, in February, I believe. I think it's like the week after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And tickets were going for like $1,500 a piece on the floor, but it's the same thing. First of all, Springsteen sets his tickets really high, whereas Taylor Swift does not. And he looks at it like, well, you know, it's who I am, and you're lucky to see me and everything else. Now, he does play a very long show. I've seen Springsteen 5 or 6 times in real life, and each time he'll go a minimum of three and a half hours. One show, he went fucking 4 hours that I was at. So he'll play for a long goddamn time. I mean, it's almost like you're seeing a full festival with just one dude.
The cheapest tickets there are about $230.
For last row?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
The floor up front is $900, and then the cheapest additional floor seat that's all the way in the back is $600. Okay. So if you're like a working class person that he likes to sing about, it's going to cost you over $1,000 to go to the show, probably.
Easy, with fees and all that shit? Yeah.
So that's...
that's the working man, dude.
This is not a reflection of reality. It's like, let's all talk about this group of people that we respect. I'm going to sing about them. You pretend to be them. And then we'll leave those fucking poor bitches at home while we all fucking enjoy our privilege here. I mean, it's super fucked up.
So I was watching with my wife last night. And Howard Stern, one of the first questions he asked was about age and getting older and everything else. And Stern was like, man, you look great. He's like, you look amazing. He's like, do you do anything or whatever? And he's like, no, just don't trust it. You know, I would never do it. And was like, man, you clearly have like a full forehead full of Botox. Like, there's just no way a 70. He's got to be what, 73, Bob? How old is Springsteen now? He's got to be 73 or 74, I would imagine.
He is 73.
Yeah. And Stern, I think, is 67 or 68 now. And Stern, yeah, you know, full gray beard and everything else. Jet black hair still.
Yeah, he's 68.
No, 68. And I can tell you this, Springsteen's had a shit ton of work done. So like,
oh, yeah. Do you ever wonder, like, some, it seems like the standard for famous people, particularly artists, whether they're musicians or comedians or actors or whatever, to get gayer and gayer as they get older.
Yeah.
Like, just weak, effeminate, super establishment.
Yeah.
And then there's George Carlin, who the older he got, the bigger piece of shit he got.
Yeah.
Like, he just got angrier and angrier.
Same with Don Rickles. Rickles back in the day as well.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference in Hollywood because you feel guilty about the money you've made. Springsteen clearly does not. Like, obviously, he's charging his fucking fans.
He's drinking. He's out there drinking and driving, bud. He doesn't give a fuck.
That DUI, by the way, is a motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm on the road out here. Fuck off. What a cunt.
I still can't believe it was in New Jersey, by the way.
If you're super rich, instead of virtue signaling, you can actually help people with your money.
Yeah.
And not charge them $1,000 to come stand in front of you.
So Taylor Swift was pissed off about it. He was not. And he was just like, well, you know, that's the way they set the prices, and there's nothing I can do about it. It's like, no, that's not it at all, actually. Your manager sets those prices. He goes through you, sets what those prices are, and then you go out to the public with that. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
So the working man, he is definitely not, but times are changing. And, like, I wonder how long until the freebies become a big thing. I know Nick Palmisano and Tim Kennedy's movie is on there. Send Me. I wonder how long until there is just video podcasts on a channel or on all these channels or Showtime or HBO and all that other
shit. Isn't that just a talk show?
It is.
Like Chelsea Lately? Yep. Wasn't Chelsea Lately just a fucking video podcast?
Sure was.
What's Bill Maher's show? Like, aren't those all just video podcasts, really?
Yeah, and that's the strange thing since you brought it up. So Bill Maher has a podcast called Club Random. I don't know if you've seen it, but it is a video version as well as an audio version. And Dan, you would actually like it. And I think you'd be a great guest on there.
On what?
On Bill Maher's new show, Club Random. It's called Club Random. Yeah, so he smokes weed throughout the show, and he'll have people from the right on. He had Kid Rock on a couple weeks ago. and I watched it, and it's not bad because he's getting fucking rocked on camera, by the way. By the end of that Kid Rock interview, he was housed. I mean, Kid Rock was completely normal. I think you dig the format of it, but you're right. That's kind of all it is, and I think as far as production goes, that's the cheapest you can get, so all of these networks will have it at a certain point. But it was strange to see Stern there, and it was brought to you by XM, which that's his, you know, hub, and they pay him, fuck man, $100 million a year?
Yep.
And he's had that deal for shit going on 10 years now. He's close to $1 billion if he didn't get divorced.
And earnings. I mean, he lives in New York, so.
Right.
He's probably only
lives in the Hamptons.
He's probably only got $200 million.
It might not have.
It's for somebody in that bracket, it's like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a 58% total tax, I think. I mean, I'm sure he's cheating.
Of course.
But.
Of course. And
he should be. I don't want anybody to pay taxes.
Yeah. But he's out in the Hamptons there, and that's where he's been doing his show since the pandemic started. So he sits in a basement, looks at a monitor just like we have right here, and then he'll talk to the guests as if they're right in front of him. But they're actually in the studio in New York City, in the city itself, and he's out in the Hamptons. But for the working man, he actually came into the studio for once, and that was nice to see. So good for him. In the meantime, we talked about USA defeating Iran. Heard they're going back home, and they're facing potential beatings. For what they did, so beatings in the streets
and prison time for not singing the national anthem.
Okay, what is that carrying? What's a beating in the street look like for those guys?
So you drag somebody out into the street, usually in their local community, and you beat the Christ out of them. Tie them to a pole or something and whip them with something, or beat them with a cane, or they all have different traditions.
That's fun.
Yeah, they're kind of lucky though. I mean, there was a wrestler not that long ago that even Dana White was riding for. From Iran that they murdered because he was protesting against them.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I'm on the Iranian soccer team, there's no way I'm going back to that country. I defect immediately to America.
Well, what would that do to Qatar, I guess, and their relations with Iran? Or do they have relations with
Iran? I mean, Qatar certainly wouldn't be able to help them, but you could go to the U.S. Embassy in Qatar and request asylum. I mean, the Iranians have made public threats now. You've got the best case for seeking asylum in the U.S. that anybody could ever have.
Okay.
I don't think they'll do that. I'm more concerned about how the U.S. men's national team got totally fucked over.
Right? What do you mean?
So, I don't know if you remember this, but when all this hubbub was going on with the female team on the U.S. Soccer Federation and how they were super unhappy with the deal that they negotiated for, by the way.
Yeah.
But the new deal, the new collective bargaining agreement, which I don't know why any men's club would ever sign onto this shit, but essentially the total earnings of both clubs are put together and then distributed evenly amongst the two clubs and then amongst the players. Now
got it.
A lot of people would rebut, like, well, the women's team is actually good. They actually win. They get better ratings. They make more money. Nope. So combined in the last two World Cup wins for the women's national team, including one in 2019, combined they made $6 million.
Okay.
Just by advancing to out of the group stage, the U.S. men's national team earned $13
million. Okay.
Right? So double that amount.
All right.
They made double the amount just for, not for winning the tournament, just for getting out of the group stage. And now $6 million of that is going to the fucking women's team.
From the men's?
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's fucking stupid.
So what are they? Just they share revenue? Mm-hmm. Who negotiated that? And is it on just behalf of soccer and soccer only?
It went through the courts. Remember, they sued the U.S. Soccer Federation.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the collective bargaining agreement now. I would love to hear from one of the men's team guys.
Nobody's going to say one fucking word.
Yeah, really you would get kicked off the team if you fucking said,
oh,
I don't want these cunts making my money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe we should beat them in the street since they don't sing the anthem either.
I don't know that they're going to make it anymore. You know, they've lost like their last three or four games in a row. That team's getting old. You're going to have to find some new players.
And
there.
Now they've got this fucking sweetheart deal post-prime. This is basically like Albert Pujols' fucking Angels contract.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're going to get all this money from the men's national team, who's probably on the come-up right now. And they're in a on the side that actually makes money.
They are on the come-up, and the women's team is on the come-down because, look, credit where credit's due.
They were great for a long time.
And they were great.
Yeah.
But,
for fucking 20 years.
But, this is like the dream team winning the Olympic gold medal. Mm. No one else in the world gave a shit about basketball.
No one else in the... We are so far ahead of the rest of the world in equity for women, and particularly in women's sports, that they fucking... Like, these other programs don't exist in other countries.
Well, I thought you were about to say basketball, because I don't think we're going to win a gold in basketball for a while now.
Who?
The U.S.
Really?
I'm talking about, like, the dream team.
Moving forward, yeah.
Yeah, Australia's maybe. Good. Yeah. Spain.
But, like,
is
who
good.
Is the face of U.S. basketball now? Is it going to be, like, Kyrie, Jason Tatum?
Kyrie Everybody's Irving. Getting old. Yeah. Everybody's getting old now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who's our guy?
It's Kyrie Irving.
No. It's Ja Morant, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably him, but then he's going to go have to go against Luka and those guys. And it's like, dude, good luck. Because they play team basketball over there. It's totally different style.
If France gets Embiid,
that's tough. Yeah. I mean, for real. Like, who's even the center for... Because Giannis is going to play for...
Greece.
Mm-hmm. So he's not here.
What's fucked up is I think we're still the best country, but we would get crushed in a Ryder Cup situation, right? U.S. versus world.
Oh, yeah.
We would get fucking murdered.
They just brought that up the other day. Somebody said that. And,
Giannis did.
Oh, yeah. He was like, dude, we would destroy.
Giannis, Luka, Jokic, fucking keep going. Embiid, I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, they would murder them.
But that's a silly comparison. That would make sense if it were baseball and most of the talent comes from North and Central America, but that's not the case with basketball.
Well, didn't they do that? Where it was U.S. versus world and baseball one year?
That's how the Ryder Cup is, right?
Well, no. It's against Europe.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But and then they have the international team in the President's Cup.
Okay.
All right.
We're the world champions, even though we didn't play anybody else for many years.
The NFL and the NBA like to do that, don't they?
Yeah.
They like to be the National League and then crown themselves world champions.
We beat one team in Toronto, too, all right?
Yeah, we sure did. So you can go ahead and chalk that up. Although football we have, because nobody else plays it.
Toronto's got more combined championships over the past 30 years than most American cities.
Right? The Raptors?
No, the Raptors have one and the Blue Jays have two.
That's true, yeah. They've got as many as Atlanta. Yeah.
No, that's more than Atlanta.
Yeah, it's more than Atlanta. Well,
if you count the MLS, it's not, I guess. Atlanta has two.
We're not counting the MLS.
Just the two Braves.
Are we counting the MLS?
No, we're not. No, we're definitely not.
Atlanta has just the two Braves. Toronto has the two World Series and the NBA.
They sure do. They're ahead of us.
They have more than Cleveland, than Cincinnati. Quite a few.
The only reasonable thing to do here is to invade Canada.
I'd take Toronto back.
And take our fucking trophies back, right? And burn down their capital building in Ottawa, too.
I think this is the War of 1812 like a Korean War situation? It never ended.
We could say that, yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, you don't need congressional authority to start a war with somebody anymore. Like, what does it take exactly? I know the Logan Act says I can't negotiate with a foreign head of state on behalf of the country without the express written consent of the president. But it didn't say anything about starting a war.
Yeah.
So if you can just get elected and start a war, then I should be able to go do it too.
I think so.
And if you can say the N-word and your rap songs.
You want to be able to say it too?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No. You don't want to be able to say
it? I do in my house.
In your house.
That's obviously the first thing I do when I get home is I close the doors, lock it, look around, check my cameras, and I just yell the N-word as loud as I can.
There was a recruit.
Because I've been holding it in all day.
There was a recruit. They pulled his scholarship for saying it because he was singing it in a rap song the other day.
It's worse than that, the explanation.
Is it really?
Yeah. So I just saw it. Florida guy. So
yeah,
we got the inside scoop here with Jake.
Shit. What did he say?
On Softcore History.
Okay.
They basically used it as an excuse to free up a scholarship slot because a better quarterback was interested in Florida.
Oh, no there you go. Way.
Never let a good tragedy go to waste.
Wow. I'd sue the fuck out of them if I were him.
No. That's also crazy. Just told us there's the second string quarterback for Florida is... There's some smoke around some... I don't really want to say it.
A second... Yeah, it's a quarterback for Florida is in county jail.
Richardson?
No.
Okay.
Second stringer.
Okay.
He is in county jail for sure. And the rumors about what he did...
The allegations are pretty heinous.
Pretty bad.
Is it like...
We're talking rape?
Yeah.
No, we're talking...
He wishes.
Murder?
Things that Dan hates.
Oh, he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we all hate that. Everybody should hate that,
by
the
way.
Yeah. You got to include probably everybody in that statement.
But I mean, like someone that's like actively on the block.
Yeesh. That's fucking terrible, dude.
Well, he's not going to survive.
No, probably not down there.
Pedos never get through.
No, they never get the chomos, dude. They never get through.
Short eyes.
Drake just gifted DJ Khaled $80,000 worth in toilets. Each one was $20,000 a piece. I've never seen a $20,000 toilet, Bob. Can you pull this up?
That's a man that's not terribly concerned about appearing too rich.
Who?
Drake.
No, not at all. Or DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled is he, I don't know what his ethnicity is, but he seems like a Persian man to me, just based on how he dresses and behaves. So they're definitely...
And here's the thing. Okay, pop this up on screen. We're on Patreon, so who gives a fuck? Let's see this.
Listen, this is not no regular toilet bowl. My brother Drake just bought me and my family about four big toilet bowls. This is called the Todo toilet bowl. If you've ever been to Drake's house, his toilet bowls are incredible. Melissa, what's some of the features?
It has a UV light cleaning system.
It got a UV light cleaning system.
It's remote control operated.
It's remote control operated.
It's automatic. Toilet seat can be opened.
See, this with the light, the UV light, and it got this, the water too that splashed up, right?
Why is he repeating everything she says?
That's all he does.
Refreshing.
In real life.
Air deodorant, you saying?
Yep.
This is the Todo. Listen. Yo, Drake, I love
tornado flushers.
I'm not even joking.
This
Drake.
Is an ad, people Ross. We're just playing an ad.
Tornado flushers.
We've been talking
flushers.
About getting Todos for the whole house. Now, honey, we got Todo toilet bowls.
Heated seats, too.
Heated seats, too. Heated seats. This, have you ever been to Drake's house? You know, Drake's house is...
Oh, no fucking way, dude. That's where we're at. If a guy, though... look, does anybody deserve it more than him that takes huge... filthy shits than DJ Khaled.
Yeah, you got to imagine those dumps are pretty fucking brutal.
He's got a wing. How many of those fucking places does he own? Probably 30 or something like that.
Wingstops?
Yeah.
No, you're confusing him with Ross.
No, that's Rick Ross. But DJ Khaled just opened up one, and it's out of Miami, and they're a bunch of ghost kitchens where they ship you wings and some other stuff. He's got a full menu now.
It's called Another Wing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
Is there one in Austin?
Another wing.
It appears there's one in Austin.
Yeah, they're all ghost kitchens, so it's kind of like Mr. Beast's shit, where you can just get it ordered, and then they'll kind of make it up for you there. But that guy takes huge, nasty shits. That's probably the best gift you could get a guy like that. A guy who has everything doesn't have a $20,000 toilet like that. I've never heard of a Todo bowl. But you're right, it does seem very suspicious, especially from two guys with huge social media platforms.
There's literally someone reading ad copy beside him.
Yeah. Yeah, with his wife, right? She's reading.
We don't know.
We don't know.
It could have been anyone. It could have been a delivery girl.
We don't know. Doesn't his kid have an Instagram, too, that's over like 5 million subscribers or some bullshit?
Well, it was a big deal when his son was born. We were tracking.
That's my son, Assad. Assad was his name, right?
King.
That's his name. Yeah. King.
Yeah.
King Assad.
Yeah.
How many fucking subscribers does that kid have now? He's got to be 3 or 4 years old now, right?
No.
Because I remember talking about that story years ago.
No, we covered it on RPR, I believe.
Not recently. It was years ago. I don't know. I don't know what he has.
Time's a flat circle.
Let's pull him up. Let's pull up Assad and see how many followers this fucking kid has. I mean, it's brilliant, I guess, if you can do it. But then you got to put your kid on social media all day. Is he still on there, Bob? Is Assad still on? I'm looking for him here.
1.5.
1.5. Oh, he's got 1.5 million? Okay. What's his post like? Do we got some of his shit there?
Yeah, give us a sec. Here we go. Here we go.
All right.
It looks like it's family run. But yeah, I mean, you know, he's got the drip. He's got all the kid accessories that he's probably slanging.
He's like 3 or 4 years old now. Son of a bitch. Look at that, dude. He's all grown up. Right before our very eyes, dude. Right on social media. You got to post everything. What's the degree for there? Come on, dude.
You graduate preschool, probably.
Shut the fuck up.
First grade, here I come. That's right, baby.
They don't give you any of that for graduating kindergarten. I can tell you that
had
right
a, I had a kindergarten cap and gown.
Did you really?
It was a white gown, but yeah.
Where was this at?
That was a Klan meeting that you went to.
This was in rural North Carolina.
Yeah, was there a fucking pointy hood with your white gown?
Wow.
Because it sounds very suspicious to me.
Sure does, Giorgio.
I can't find any of the arrest records for this guy yet, so it hasn't been punched into the system yet.
No. Well, they're saying it's behind the scenes here.
His name is Jalen Kitna. He's been arrested.
Oh, fuck. Is that the guy you're talking about?
Yeah.
He played... That's... is it John Kitna's son?
Yes.
Oh. Boy, dude.
Which...
Allegedly, right? Because we don't know this.
I don't know if it's allegedly his son.
No, that's but allegedly son, these yeah. are yeah, these are the charges.
Alleged, yeah.
Shit, he played a couple series in that Florida State game. I watched that game. I had money on that game. I had a lot of money on Florida in that game. They covered. It was great. Fuck, dude, that's the dude. Shit, like kids are like just underage, like minor chicks.
We don't know. We don't know if it's like he fucked a 16-year-old or. Really bad stuff
God
or what?
Damn it, dude. John Kitna's kid, huh? Well, find out.
Oh, I got the mugshot.
Oh, you do? Pop it up. Pop it up. Fuck, dude. I have not heard anything about this yet. I'm very surprised. And there is a mugshot for it, too?
Yeah. 1 second.
All right.
Here you go.
What's it say in the headline there? All right, UFQB.
There's no more information.
Johnson arrested in Florida, and there isn't any information in this article. But that's what Jake is saying. That's what it's for.
He got booked at 3:20 p.m. Eastern
today.
Yeah, like an hour ago.
Oh goddamn,
a little bit less than an hour ago.
Yeah, no. Jake was saying the message boards were saying that.
Okay,
that doesn't mean anything.
That's what the streets are saying.
That's
however,
the Joe News Network
for sure. But message boards are pretty on point with their stuff.
And an arrest during the middle of the day.
Yeah,
it's kind of seems like something might have happened and then had some time to.
Yeah, that's not like a late night
at
party. Exactly. Yeah,
it's not a typical college do something crazy drunk tank.
Yeah, it's not that, man. That's going to be an interesting story.
I'm looking on Twitter. All right, here we go.
That's wild.
Actually, somebody found the court record.
Oh, they did. We got that.
It just got posted.
Okay.
It has a case number, but no. What
you got about?
It's on Twitter, and it's from CBS Gainesville. A Gainesville police spokesperson says UF quarterback Jalen Kitna was arrested on charges relating to child pornography.
Oh, fucking A, dude. Jesus Christ, it's a big one. That's a big one. Those carry fucking huge sentences, by the way. What's his nuts from Cheer? Jerry from Cheer, that popular cheerleading show on Netflix. He just got popped for that. Oh, and so did that Duggar dude. Remember the Duggars? Meet the Duggars, whatever the fuck? Ones with like 12 kids. I think he got 12 years in prison over that. Yeah, that's a big boy sentence.
Oh, here's
there.
There's some breaking news here. Actually, hang on a second. All right. Jalen Kitna is entering the transfer portal to state prison.
Ah, gotcha.
Yep, so,
yeah, he's going to be transferring there,
and then he's going to have his insides transferred out to his outsides.
Sure,
by
is.
Dudes with wieners.
My God, dude. how old is this kid? He's got to be 19 or 20, right?
What does it say about society that the media is trying to obfuscate all the weird child porn bullshit going on, that they're running campaigns to sexualize children, that people are having quote unquote family friendly drag shows where kids 3 to 5 years old are tucking dollar bills into the front of grown men's underwear? What does it say about society that if that person went to prison, the prisoners would kill them? That even people who have organize their lives around breaking the law know that that's the one thing you don't do.
Yeah, there. It's interesting you brought that up. There was a thing here in, I guess, Los Angeles, where California. Yeah, I read the story last night. California releases thousands of pedophiles less than a year after their convictions, because I guess it's considered a minor crime.
Cool.
Which I don't fucking get.
Oh, they got confused because it's with minors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It was a real like Cosby-esque loophole in the law.
Dude. So yeah, there was a Los Angeles sex crimes prosecutor who was the one who brought some light to this story that dropped last night. He said using California's Megan's Law websites, the Daily Mail found out that there were more than 7,000 sex offenders convicted of lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years old of age under prison who had been let go after less than a year. So that's fun. Why don't they fucking treat any of this seriously regarding children? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. I mean, having kids too, like, Jesus Christ.
I think it's fucking brutal. I think it goes part and parcel with with all the gender bullshit that's been going on as well, where this is what it actually looks like, that 1984 George Orwell thing, where in the end the state would tell you that 2 + 2 = 5 and you would have to believe it because the logic of the position demanded it. This is the fruition of it in real life.
Yeah.
That they notice how they gravitate towards these things that are fundamental to a society. You don't fuck with kids. And there are men and women, and that's it. And they fucking pressure people or call them terrorists or try to fucking groom them as children. to get them to not believe that anymore. Because if those fundamental realities are obfuscated by the people in power, then you will have to believe whatever they say, because now they're the only source for reality. Yep. That's the whole fucking point of all this shit.
It's fucking awful, man.
Yep.
I was at a thing in the neighborhood for Thanksgiving with a bunch of families and everything else, and some of the parents and I were having drinks, and they were like, what's the goal for your kid or whatever? Mm-hmm. And like, the guy was like, look, if I can get them through just not being sexually molested, you know, through 18 years old, like, I'll be happy with it. And I didn't know if the guy was kidding or not. So I was like, why say that? I just out of curiosity. And he goes, his wife was a therapist. And she said, dude, everybody that comes in here, like, the amount of sexual abuse case or people we see who dealt with this as children is astounding. Like, it would alter your mind. And I was like, how do you separate this in real life after talking to these people all day? And they were like, because they have young kids, you know? And they were like, dude, that's why the main goal is, you know, get a great education and just try to keep them safe up until they're adults at this point, because it's getting fucking worse and worse. And I'm like,
probably teach them how to shoot guns too.
Because the other part about it, I said, why is it getting worse and worse? And she said, during the pandemic in particular, because of the lockdowns and everything else in all these other states, kids didn't have school to go to every day. They had nowhere to go to, you know? So even though these things were happening in their home, it's not like they could go to school and tell their teacher or a principal or somebody else. Like, you were fucking locked up at home for, you know, close to 2 years at that point. She also said domestic violence cases were up because, again, you couldn't fucking go anywhere at that point. And when you're hearing this from a therapist, you're like, oh, shit, it makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that you don't really hear necessarily in the press or the media at all.
Yeah.
So unless you actually talk to real people in your community, you don't really think about shit like that. And I certainly didn't until I had this conversation last week. I was like, God damn, dude, you're right. Most of these people are stuck inside of these houses where all this crazy shit was going on, and they had nowhere to go or tell anybody about or anything else. And who was going to come? What are you going to call the cops?
Yeah.
Where are you going to take them?
They wouldn't even show up for that.
I don't know.
And if they did, they would put the person in prison for some short amount of time, and then Gavin Newsom would sign a bill to release them, which is what he did in California.
Yeah.
7,000 pedophiles. They just let them out of prison because it's not fair, man.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking A, dude. And then to cap it off here, we talked about Homeboy with the luggage yesterday, which was a fun thing.
Yeah, can you go to Gatsod's Twitter right quick?
Yeah, pop it up there.
Because he's got a nice post on this. Has there been an update in this case?
There has not, other than he's definitely going to be out of a job after this, probably. But there was somebody else who walked into a place and stole, it looks like, 50 purses at the same time and some luggage, which is awesome.
So do they
dude.
Think the two are related somehow?
No, but I guess this is a thing where it's like, dude, stealing expensive suitcases and shit like that, like, people are into.
Keep scrolling down. I think you'll figure out which picture it was that I was thinking of.
I've never had the, I don't know, desire to have like super expensive luggage. Like, I don't give a fuck. You're just chucking clothes into something.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to steal something, the whole point of stealing for me is not to have the stuff. It's to dispossess it from you.
Right.
So I want that face-to-face confrontation. Otherwise, I don't get off. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Pull this. Put that up there.
What do we got there?
The two most beautiful women that Gad Saad, who is a fucking brilliant social scientist, has ever seen.
Yeah.
That's America right there, folks.
We had that picture up yesterday. It's great. It's great. That's where we're headed, right? That's where we're headed. At least I don't think we'll be around for the next like phase of this shit, like the next wave of this.
The next wave is going to be the fucking purge, my man.
I think the next wave is actually going to be everybody just merging into one fucking gender, and that's kind of it.
No, that's not going to happen. But I think it is. There is a purge coming.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Like, we saw it in Virginia, right? Like, you fuck with people's kids. You can do a lot of stuff to people. Uh-huh. You can take their fucking jobs. You can take their money away. You can take their liberty away.
Yeah.
If you start fucking with their kids, that's when the guns come out.
Yeah. What happened there?
Glenn Youngkin got elected governor with no prior fucking experience as an elected official. Although,
no shit.
Chances are he would have been elected either way. He is a very... I've met him now a couple times. Everybody seems to like him, even on the left.
you wonder, right? You wonder if a normal guy can do it. So that was his whole fucking story.
He's not a normal guy. He was a fucking college basketball star.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
For where?
I don't remember.
Did he go to UVA?
I don't remember where he went. Bob?
I don't know where Youngkin played. Because he's white, right?
Very, but he's tall. He's like 6'6".
Yeah, but I don't think of any white
So his guys. Dad played for Duke.
He played for Harvard.
Oh, shit.
He played for Rice.
Rice, that's right. Yeah, Rice. And okay. Houston, here in Houston.
What was his average? What was he putting up there?
Let me find his stats.
What was homeboy put? What was he dropping? Because that's key for me, voting wise. If he was over 20, then 20 a game, then we're good.
Okay, here we go. He's power forward.
All right.
Played 58 games at Rice.
Okay.
Averaged, 1.4 points, 1.2 rebounds, 0.3 assists, 30%. Field goal percentage, but here's the real kicker: 42% free throw percentage.
Yeesh. Oh boy! Oh boy, as a white man,
yeah, you can't do that as a white guy.
Glenn, come on, dude, come on, you can't do that. Even Dr. Frank. So Dr. Frank played college basketball,
yeah, in Chicago, right?
Yeah, and he averaged like 20.3 per game.
Yeah,
so
but
I was
he
like,
was
all right.
He was in the what would I guess be the Bulls G League team now. He played for them back then.
Yeah.
For the Bulls, what would essentially it was more informal then, but it was their minor league team, and then he played in Israel for a while.
But he was hitting threes.
Yeah, he could shoot.
Yeah.
And
that I trust. I don't trust a guy 1.4 a game.
Well,
dude.
He came from the Carlyle Group, which is one of the largest private equity firms in the world,
and
he
okay,
yeah, he managed the buyout team, which is like the most ruthless motherfucker in the building, basically.
Okay.
Like, we're going to come in and buy. Remember that part of the company, the season one of, what's it called? Succession?
Yeah.
Where the oldest son goes in with that tech company, and they're like, yeah, we're going to fucking do this and do that. And he's like, just kidding, you're all fired.
Yeah.
That's essentially what Glenn Youngkin did at the Carlyle Group.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Is that coming back this Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah,
is it really? Yeah. Succession?
You know what's really funny?
Can't fucking wait,
when Ari first started booking guests for Drinking Bros, mm-hmm. I was like, I want Brian Cox on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I meant the physicist that works at CERN, right? With the Large Hadron Collider that you may have seen him on Joe Rogan before. But he actually booked Brian Cox, the actor. And I was like, well, okay. I saw his name on there. And then I saw the email address, and it was some Hollywood agency. I'm like, I don't think Brian Cox from England has a Hollywood agency rep. So I asked Ari about it. Turns out it was the actor. I'm like, oh, we should rebook him when the show is coming back on sometimes. So I'll ask him about that.
That's funny.
And see if he'll come on. He likes doing.
I saw it on there. I assume the actor. I didn't know the other guy.
He likes doing press.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why not? He's a fucking good actor too.
He was in Super Troopers as well. So not only is he in Succession, but he was in Super Troopers. That's his range.
25th Hour. He was really good dad.
Fuck. That's a great movie.
Red. Yeah. He played a funny Russian dude that was trying to bang Helen Mirren the whole time.
That speech that Edward Norton gives himself in the mirror, the bathroom of 25th Hour, is just fucking gnarly, dude. I love it. That's a great movie. I'm a big, big fan of that. Now's the point in the show where we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you or helped to become the person you are today, obviously. Said it a million times on this show. You can submit at drinkingbros.com. Where does it go? Does it go to the podcast page? The email?
What you mean?
I'm not getting it anymore.
Yeah, I still get it. It goes to the drinkingbros@gmail.com account. I got one today, I think.
Pop it up then. I didn't get it today. And I was like, son of a bitch. Yeah. We've had a lot of guests. Usually we ask the guests who are on who they are, but
yeah, I've got one.
All right, pop it up.
And that's the email address. Okay. So you may be logged out of it.
no, I just wasn't logged in. Okay. Go ahead.
Josh Demonbrun, maybe.
Sure.
It's Demunbrun from Tennessee, member of DB since episode 60, is nominating Amy Yawn, spelled like
Yawn.
Yawn, yeah.
Yeah.
Reason for nomination is Amy was a U.S. veteran and my first wife, although we divorced in 2008. We kept touch until 2015 when we both remarried. I don't know if that means they remarried each other or somebody else.
Okay.
But we hadn't talked since. But I recently found out that she passed away on October 22nd of this year at the age of 37. She was always ready to help out anyone who asked without hesitation, and she could party with the best of them. She always also put up with my bullshit as a grunt in my early 20s, which should qualify her for sainthood. She left behind a husband and two young boys. Raise a glass for her and keep her family in your thoughts and prayers if you're into that. Cheers.
Man, that's it's pretty wild and rare. I think that's the first time in, I don't know, 1,500 episodes on the show that somebody's nominated an ex-wife for drinking Certainly. Bro out of the week. But that's cool. Shit. Sorry she passed, but cheers. Yeah, do all the submissions there. I'll head over to that email address. They used to come to the other one for a while. I'll plug back into that. And again, dude, just go to drinkabros.com. There is a submission thing, and it's super brief. So it can be as long as you want, as short as you want. Funny, sad, happy, whatever you want. Go ahead and submit your drinking bro of the week there. And then obviously head on over to iTunes. Rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Same with Spotify, but it's just a 5-star there. There's no review whatsoever, and these stupid advertisers want it. That's all they want is the goddamn reviews. How many reviews does your show have? Does it have over 5,000? Does it have 10,000? I think we're somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe
6,500, something like that.
6,500 maybe on iTunes. Once we get to 10,000, I'll stop fucking asking you guys, I promise. Okay? Promise, it's all done. And if you want to watch the video show, obviously subscribe to Patreon, Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. We can show all this crazy shit now and not get dinged for it, not give a fuck. We still have a live show each and every single day on our main YouTube channel that is different. And then obviously YouTube for Drinking Bros Sports is still around because they don't ding us for anything on that, shockingly. So we left that. That's there for free. And we will be over there live in about 15 minutes for the NFL Pick'em Show over there. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposits. We appreciate you tuning in every single day. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.